4EQP, KN4BWA.
Out on the road again, Steve, W2T City at home.
Footloose and fancy free. Let me call this guy one more time. KO4EQP, KN4BWA. About him, I just saw him out on the road and had his call sign on the back of his window. So I was trying to call him. How you doing, Rusty?
Not bad for a Monday morning. Trying to get things started and going around here. Trying to answer some emails I got over the weekend.
Just got out of my orthopedist. He gave me injections, one on my left and one on my right hand.
Self.
To live at my place.
I've got him in my back and osteoarthritis in both the back and the shoulder. And ain't nothing they can really do for it because of where my damage is. But hey, you know, you make do with what you got to do with, you know.
Somebody's talking about joint replacements. Finger on my left hand, and he says he can go in and, you know, your thumb bone that goes into your wrist? Well, he says he can go in there and reshape it, trim it back down, get the arthritis off of it, and reposition it back in there and fix that.
Full time.
He's immobilized.
Which means you won't be doing any flying or anything for that time period.
You're correct.
Take away from your enjoyment all over the place.
I'm going to see if I can't continue on with the injections to keep me going until I just can't go anymore.
What you got to do, Steve, that's about the size of it anymore. It's, you know, you play it the way you play the hand you're dealt. There's nothing else you can do about it. You know, grin and bear it, as they say.
You just do the best you can. I'm one of those people that if I sit down and quit, you might as well be shoveling dirt in my face within a few weeks.
And go crazy while you're doing it then. And so I watch what I do and think about that too. And I'm just not one of these guys who sits still and do nothing. Get much of that. That was mostly static that time.
Put me back in there pretty clear now. How about now?
On you for some reason, Steve. You aren't sitting under a traffic light, are you?
In an area where it ought to be fairly clear. And your real rust coming back into it. I don't know what that is. Hit the top of this little hill here, right here. And I ought to be good and clean right here.
As you were talking, you got better and clearer. You were down somewhere in just a little valley, like I get in a couple over here where I go, that I lose the signal and everything else, so incoming and outgoing, so I don't know. It just happens. You can be behind something and not know what you're behind.
Yep. But yeah, I was just saying, I've got an MG and a Mustang to finish restoring. Man, I can't go getting down with my hands where I can't go anymore.
Yep, yep. Looks like you're going to have to just grin and bear it, my friend.
Fun.
But, you know, it beats some of the alternatives, you know.
Sure does. All right. Well, what else is going on with you? Anything good?
Got to run a few errands here in a little bit. Got to go pick up a shirt at the cleaners. It's been there for about a month. It's about time I went and picked it up. So, you know, get it back in my closet where I can wear it sometime. And hit the grocery store for a couple items I forgot the other day. And and I got barbershop rehearsal tonight, so I got that coming up this evening. And we do a short rehearsal on the first Monday of the month, and then go over to Fats, a restaurant over in Greer, for a little bit of sit-down time to socialize and sing for the public and things like that.
Yeah, I hear you. The Blue Ridge Club, do they meet on the first Monday of the month, and then Greer meets on the second?
I believe that's the case.
All right. Yeah, I was trying to get it straight. Everybody's... Now, I don't know if Blue Ridge is meeting face-to-face, but Greer is. They met, you know, face-to-face last month, and I didn't realize it. So, anyhow, I want to make the meeting this month. So, get things get back normalized.
Yeah, it's hard for me to make any of these Monday meetings since my rehearsals are on Monday. We're getting ready for competition in the fall, so it's kind of hard to miss these things and, you know, miss the rehearsals. And what's even going to be more fun is come September, I start back handbell rehearsals, and handbell rehearsals are on every Monday night from 6 to 7. And then I'll have to leave handbell rehearsal and head over to the barbershop rehearsal and get there about 7:20 from my church to the church in Greer, where in Duncan, where we rehearse. So I'm going to be, come September, I'm going to be rushing on Monday night.
To me, like, you need to shift your schedule just a little bit.
Well, to do that, I mean, the barbershop rehearsal is on Monday night. The handbell rehearsal is on Monday night. I can't change either one. So, you know, I'm going to have to deal with it, as they say.
Well, like they say, it is what it is. Yeah, I tell you what, come September, I'm going to be busy also. I've got all kind of stuff going on. My wife has told me that she's going to be taking on a trip up to the mountains to see the fire colors. One way or another. So, I got to start planning now.
In other words, the trip will be made with or without you, right?
Seems that that's the consensus.
Well, see, on top of everything else, this convention I've got, I'm putting together, which our chorus will be competing at, is in November up in the Asheville, up in the Hendersonville area. So, I'm working on putting that together too. So that adds to something else that I've got to do. And on top of that, I'm working on a convention for next spring and the one for the following fall both. All three of these have to be worked on now to get them scheduled like they're supposed to. That's what comes from these things.
Okay, and 4BWA, and I'll bet you're going to have to start fighting for space at these facilities because coming out of the COVID, everybody wants to get out and everybody wants to go and do, and they're going to start filling up fast for people trying to catch up.
Well, that's why the hotel and the facility is booked already for the November. The facility is already booked for next March. That's already booked. We're going to be working on hotels in the meantime. And the guy that's down in that area, that his chapter is the host chapter for it, is doing it. So they're working on that. And I'm going to be working on getting the thing for the fall of the following year over here in Greenville, South Carolina. So that's where I'm going to be doing that. So we stay ahead of time, and we got to find our place first, and then we go looking for a once we find the place that we can have the event, then we start looking at hotels and things like that to get everything set up for that, so we can get all that stuff done. It's what's part of doing the job is when you take on the job, as they say.
I hear you. All right. Well, get out there and have some fun and get on that phone and start planning. I'm about to get up here and go into this place. A friend of mine's ordered me a new carburetor for my Snapper riding mower. And I got to get in there and get it picked up and go home and put a Snapper back together right off of the bat. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Well, it'll keep you out of trouble, or else it'll get you in a whole heck of a lot more trouble. One of the two, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, bud. Well, try to behave yourself. I'm going to back on out of here. 73. K4 BWA, I'm clear after you find me.
Yeah, and tell me something. Why would I want to behave myself? That means that's being, you know, that's being too easy on things. I don't want to have to do that. Anyway, Steve, take it easy. Be careful out there on the road today. We'll catch you later. KN4VWA, W2T, 73s for now.
Behave is better than telling you to not get caught.